Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. I'm so glad to see you. Get on this train and let's ride. I've got another story for you. It was very hot yesterday, but late at night it cooled down a lot, and I went outside. I saw that clouds were coming into the sky. You couldn't see any stars for all the clouds. It was all covered by clouds. Soft clouds. Fast clouds. Soft and fast clouds. They were beautiful. They covered the whole sky, every part of it. Every part of it, that is, except for one small circle, like a hole. And in that hole, there was one bright star shining. But was it really a star? Or was it a planet? Sometimes what look like the brightest stars in the sky are really planets. It makes sense. The other planets are closer to us than the stars, so they look bigger to us, even though planets are smaller than stars. Well, I'm not a scientist. I could be wrong. There could be another reason why they appear brighter in the sky. But I think that makes sense. This planet, we'll say it was a planet, though I don't know. Maybe it was a star. Was beautiful. It was incredibly beautiful. I felt like the clouds opened in that one place just for me. And though the clouds were moving fast, they'd never covered up the star. How could this be? I walked over to Kate's house. I wanted to show her. I wanted to share the star with someone, and well, Kate is the closest person to me that I know. And I was afraid the clouds would cover it up. I walked quickly to Kate's house, keeping an eye on the star. Kate lives right next door to me, so it only takes a few seconds to walk there. I knocked on her door. I was still looking at that one star. When Kate opened the door, she asked me if everything was okay. There was a loud fan blowing in her house. It had been a hot day. I told her, yes, everything was okay, and I looked back at where the star had been. It was covered up now. I didn't know what to say to Kate. I told her I was sorry. I came to show her the one star that was shining through a hole in the clouds, but it was gone. Kate stepped outside and looked up at the sky. I pointed to where the star had been. "That's where it was," I said. "Well, darn, Carl," Kate said. "I guess I missed it." "Oh, well," I said. "I guess I didn't get here fast enough." "Thanks for trying," said Kate. We said goodnight, and I started walking back to my house, but before I got there, I heard Kate's voice calling my name. I stopped and turned around. She was on her front porch, pointing up at the sky. "It opened back up," she said. I looked up at the sky and saw the star again. I felt a great feeling, a magic feeling. Sometimes the world feels magical. I think it really is magical, but most of the time, we don't see how magical it is. Maybe there's just too much to feel. If you could always feel the magic of the world, like I felt it last night, you could barely walk a step, you could barely move, you'd be completely amazed all the time. But maybe when the magic has a frame, like that one star was framed by the clouds and all the rest was taken away, then it's not too much. Maybe then you can really feel the magic of the world. Of course, I could be wrong. A lot of the times, what I feel isn't true. But that magic feeling, how can that not be true when it feels so beautiful? That's all for today, folks. Thanks for listening. It was so much fun to be with you. I look forward to seeing you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.